Everyday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
You know, the people of this city are seething with anger over this attack on the Kuranda train the other day. This poor little Japanese boy, 5 years of age, cops a rock through the open window, straight to the forehead, and off by emergency helicopter for surgery in Townsville. Just horrendous. And it's been happening for months, if not years, these kids, and they wait there in that spot or just further to the south, or generally to the south of there, and they do it in the afternoon because it's fun to smash Whitey's train up. And then when it's parked at night, they go along if they feel like it, if they're bored or really full of loathing for everybody, they smash every window in the train. It's happened just recently, and you can imagine the cost and inconvenience of that matter. But is anything ever done to bring it to an end? Nothing. Nothing. Talking about train smashers, our juvenile justice system is the train smasher, the biggest train smasher we've got in our midst up here, and it's a disgrace. Let me just read this from Peter Carruthers in the Cairns Post today. Detectives have charged four teens accused of throwing tennis ball-sized rocks at the head of a five-year-old boy, fracturing his skull while he was a passenger on a Kuranda train. Police launched a priority grievous bodily harm investigation on Saturday in response to the boy being seriously injured by a large rock thrown through the open window of the tourist train. Was passing through the level crossing there, you know, the intersection of James Street, basically. When it happened, the child suffered a fractured skull after being hit in the forehead, initially taken to Cairns, then to Townsville Hospital. Now, it goes on to say the four juveniles have since been charged. The latest arrests come after a 14-year-old boy who was already on bail, for similar offences, was denied release. Oh, hallelujah. Denied release for a change from police custody on Tuesday. Opposing the bail application, the prosecutor confirmed the teenager was already on bail for, wait for it, 9 other charges, including common assault, enter premises, willful damage by graffiti. Ms. Velchins, this is the prosecutor, also highlighted to the children's court a similar allegation which involved this boy using a slingshot to target cars with stones, which resulted in a common assault charge. I mean, what are we going to do about these pathetic juvenile justice courts? Anyway, to his credit, I was very pleased to see this. A federal member has stepped into the void here. It says the revelation was met with widespread condemnation. Member for Leichhardt, Warren Edge, among those who expressed their outrage. And I've got Warren on the line here this morning. Warren, good morning and congratulations for speaking up on this matter.
Mate, as a community, we've got to say not in our name. Yes. I mean, this is, you're right, he's out on bail. These grubs are out there doing this constantly. And what you may not be aware, the little fellow ended up with a bleeding on the brain.
Oh.
I mean, you don't know what the lifetime consequences of this are. And these, you know, I mean, you don't call them animals. I mean, animals do better than that.
Mm.
I'm just disgusted with them. Now, I've deliberately stayed out of the state election for a range of reasons. I've let the candidates run their own race. But when I read this, it made me feel sick in the guts.
Mm.
And I think we have to call it out for what it is.
Mm.
And, you know, it really brought a tear to my eye. I just could not believe you got this little fellow here on the probably on the trip of his lifetime with his parents, hanging out the window on his way back from a trip up to Kuranda, and then some mindless cretin that thinks it's okay to throw a bloody rock the size of a tennis ball or at him and hit him right between the eyes, crack his skull. I mean, there is no excuse for this. You can't, he can't sort of, oh, well, you know, I'm a misguided or disadvantaged youth. To hell with it, you know. And these grubs have got to be taken out of our community and taken away somewhere away. Take them out of their dung heap, take them out of their comfort zone. By all means, provide them with education. and support whatever needs to be done. But put it somewhere where they're not so comfortable, where they realise that there are consequences to their actions and where they're not going to be able to endanger other kids.
Thank you.
That, exactly. Innocent kids sitting there enjoying the trip of their life. Yeah. It is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. Mm. And, you know, it brings me back, you know, particularly in relation to our Japanese friends. I remember that one years ago where that beautiful young woman was murdered in Cairns. You know, this is pretty much the same thing in so much as this, when he threw that and hit that kid in the head, that kid could have been dead.
Mm.
Like, no bones about it. And so, but there has been an outpouring of grief in the town because overwhelmingly people say, no, this is not in our name. And, you know, I've been talking to people and saying, what can we do? You know, and I'm talking to Mark Olson because, I mean, this sort of stuff has a huge impact or a negative impact. And, you know, to Mark's credit, I mean, he's got a beautiful letter that he'd be writing to the family, which I totally support. But a group of business in the business community, others, including myself, have made contributions there to the, which will go to the family. And, you know, people say to me, what can we do? Well, we've got something that is basically, well, most certainly more than Rick. Because their trip has been ruined. They're going home. They're on their way. As soon as he gets out of hospital, they'll be travelling home. So the trip's gone. But there are some wonderful souls within our community, and this has been led through TTNQ. And that will be reaching out to the family. No, bells and whistles on it, but offering them a very significant, apart from apology, to make sure that they're not out of pocket in the trip. And hopefully at some stage when the youngster's got his full recovery, it may well encourage him to come back. And at that point, these grubs, these cretins that have been causing this, are securely locked away. And hopefully that'll happen after Saturday.
Securely locked away, I've got to say to you, I'm reading this, the police prosecutor confirmed this teenager was already on bail for 9 other charges. Now, this is our train smash of a juvenile justice system. We've got to find a way of holding the justice system to account. Now, that might mean restructuring the whole thing because we can't go on like this, exposing our children from overseas to the absolutely appalling hatred-driven attacks by these virtual adults because they're capable of injuring people just as adults are. We've got to find a way of protecting our families, Warren.
Sadly, sometimes it takes a dreadful incident like this to make people realise just how far we've deteriorated.
Yes.
and the demand to change. And I think tomorrow there's an opportunity to create that change. And I think as a community we have to say not in our name.
Yes.
And, you know, what TDNQ is doing and the business community in reaching out and saying to the family that, you know, we our love and support and everything we can, this is not who we are, and it's never going to compensate for the damage that's been done to that child, but it'll at least show that that's something, we're out there, and there's a lot of us out there that say no, not again, and I think this needs to be a catalyst to say, these grubs that get involved in this sort of thing, it's... What about the profound impact this is going to have on this young boy for the rest of his life and his family?
Exactly.
We need to be looking at the victims here and what it is. And, you know, they're all very well, they can make excuses as to why they are disadvantaged, but there's no excuse for doing this sort of thing. There's absolutely no excuse whatsoever.
Warren, I appreciate your contribution on this matter today. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
That's Warren Edge. He's the federal member for the seat of Leichhardt for the LNP.